The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing your body to relax. Relaxation is a very helpful support for our meditation. So you might check in to your body and see if there are places where you tend to hold tension. And if in noticing some of those areas of tension, you can soften them, relax, release them. You also might try taking a couple of deeper breaths to support this relaxation. Noticing how the body expands and stretches on the in-breath, and how it can naturally release and relax on the out-breath. I often find it particularly helpful to consciously relax the inside of the body. It's an area we don't often think of checking into and seeing if there can be some relaxation. See if you can relax behind your eyes. Relax inside your throat. Relax your heart. Your lungs. Relax your stomach. Your intestines. All of your organs. And see too if you can allow your mind to relax. Relax your brain and see if you can relax the thinking mind. Letting go of thoughts of the past and the future. Even thoughts of the present. There's nowhere to go. No one to be. Very little to do. So seeing if that reflection can help support a relaxation of mind. From this place of relaxation, as much relaxation as you can connect with in this moment, allowing your attention to explore the experience of the body sitting here. There's the pressure of your buttocks on the chair or cushion or bench. Contact of your hands. Sensations of your legs, your feet, however they're disposed. The uprightness of the spine. and the movement of the breathing. Within this sphere of the bodily experience, allowing your attention to rest with the experience of breathing. What are the sensations in your body that let you know breathing is happening? You may notice sensations in your nostrils, inside your throat. The expansion, contraction of the chest. The rising and falling of the abdomen. Or perhaps a sense, a broader sense of breathing through your whole body. However, the experience of breathing is most clear to you, allowing your attention to rest with that experience, those sensations. Allowing your attention to flow with the rhythm, rest with the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And seeing if you can stay connected with this sense of relaxation even as you're allowing the attention to rest with the breathing. Sometimes it can help to have the sense of settling back, allowing the sensations of breathing to come to you instead of having the feeling of going out and trying to find something. Just noticing, settling back and just noticing what's obvious about breathing without having to particularly look for anything. So we rest with the experience of breathing, allowing it to be a center point for our attention. And yet we don't need to hold tightly to that experience. If some other experience becomes strong, and calls your attention, or feels like there's some kind of conflict, to try to stay with the breathing. You can just allow the attention to take in that experience, whatever it is. Perhaps a sound, some other physical sensation than the breathing. An emotion, a mood. Allowing the mindfulness to connect with that experience for as long as it's compelling or as long as it lasts. It may pop in and out so fast. You just acknowledge, oh, hearing. And then you are back with the breathing. And you always have the breathing as a place to rest the attention. Of course, the mind will wander out of the present moment into thinking. When you notice this, relax. There's no need to judge yourself for thinking. Mindfulness has returned. Allow it to recognize what it has returned into. Some kind of thinking, planning, remembering. And because you are now mindful, you have a choice. See if you can allow that choice to gently, softly relax back to the experience of breathing.